Joined here by the head coach of the tennis program at Trenton High School in Tammy Ockenfels. The season got underway over the last 72 hours with a victory over Carrollton on Tuesday. Ran into a tough Savannah team. Took one on the chin last night against the Savages. Coming back out of the Labor Day holiday, the Lady Bulldogs will be at LeBlanc on Tuesday and have their first tournament of the season coming up on Wednesday. Coach Ockenfels, I'm sure a little of it is Savannah's a superior team to Carrollton, but a win and a loss, but it's good to get your first action of the season kind of in the books, isn't it?
It is. It's very nice to get them on the courts, get those jitters out, and the girls were really excited. We could only take our varsity last night because we didn't have a bus to take the JV, but, you know, they'll get to go Tuesday when we go to Bishop LeBlanc. So that'll be nice. But, yeah, and it's like a lot, you know, we're done with the practices now. Now we apply it. So now we know what we need to work on.
Was there disappointment in the result last night, or just kind of the acceptance that, you know, Savannah's pretty good?
Well, Savannah's pretty good, but there were, yes, there were. We lost a couple of them, you know, 6-8, 6-8. So there was a lot of deuces. And so you have to realize that it's like, okay, we need to learn how to finish the deuces, finish that game, and push it all the way through to the end. So that's another thing, just that competitiveness and just like, hey, you're right there. You need to clutch it. So that's what we're talking about tonight in practice, because we'll have practice tonight before the football game. And so lots of stuff to work on, but that's what we want.
As far as, you know, you come into a holiday weekend, so you have practice tonight, then the football game, but Labor Day is Monday, but it's going to be really busy coming out of Labor Day. How are you going to handle the weekend just practice-wise with the girls?
We're going to practice Monday, like about 5 to 5:30, in case kids are, you know, go away for the holiday weekend. And then we're just going to have a hit around just so they don't go all weekend without hitting. And then we play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So they'll get a lot of playing in, lots of hits. And so just that, you know, just learning and doing what they do on the court and just improving.
You have a number one who's doing some really good things for you. Astrid Soriano looks like she's really established herself as, you know, one of, if not the best, one of the best players on your team.
She is. And so then her paired with Lydia Loniker, remember they went to state last year. So it's fun watching them play doubles and just talking to each other and, you know, their placement on the court and where they play together. And then, you know, I have my other seniors too, like Jillian Voorhees, Chloe Hall, and Faith Lee. They're also on varsity. So all four of my seniors are on varsity, so that's a lot of fun, and they deserve to be there. So they've worked hard, and they've been in the program all 4 years, and that's what I want to see.
You kind of made me aware of this, too, that, yeah, you know, we didn't get a victory last night, but there was a lot of competitive matches, and we have to find a way, if we get into one of those deuce-deuce deals, we got to find a way to, you know, to get a point. I kind of noticed the same thing with Carrollton. You won that one 7-2, but, you know, and I think it's a good thing because you learn how to develop how you're going to get into a close match and win. The matches have been really competitive here over the last 3 days.
They have. I think about everyone's about up. I've been looking at scores from other teams. And, of course, tennis, you never know from night to night. It's just, you know, someday, like, all your serves are perfect and you're on and you can hit every angle, and some days it's not. And, of course, it's Missouri, so it might be windy. So literally every match is different. So just learning from that and just taking it to the next match, you know, making changes as you go, say, this works, this doesn't, you know, make the, and just like, okay, what does my opponent do well? What do they lack? And then take advantage of that.
You can kind of use Savannah. I don't know off the top of my head what the result was. I want to say maybe the Hornets won, but Chillicothe played Savannah earlier this week too. So, you know, we always compare ourselves to the Hornets.
Played, yeah. Right. I heard that they did, and I heard that they played very well.
Gotcha.
And so, yeah, that's just tennis. That's, you know, I guess any sport. I mean, that's just, you know, it's very normal in tennis. That's how it rolls, and you just never know from night to night.
Here's the way it goes, and you know, I'm just going to make a comment on tennis, but this could be for any sport anywhere. If you get on top and you put some pressure on the team that you're playing, that's why a start's so important.
Right, and especially, you know, like we have, you know, half of our varsity are our new players, so they, you know, Chloe didn't even play last year because she took a year off. Just getting them back in the mind game of tennis and to be aware, hey, this is what we need, and so just meeting that expectation, and they'll get there. I mean, it's the beginning of the season. It usually always starts like this, and then we talk about it and we make adjustments, and, you know, great team to work with, and that's what I want most of all.
So instead of kind of talking about the individual challenges next week, I just looked at this schedule. You got LeBlanc Tuesday. I'm going to guess that that's the Lady Trojan tennis tournament. That's Carrollton on Wednesday, correct?
Yes, it is.
Cameron on Thursday.
And then we have Cameron at home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our pink out night, too, so that'll be nice. The girls are looking forward to that. And then we go to Benton Tournament in St. Joe on Friday.
So that is four straight afternoons of tennis. So, as much as the girls want to play tennis, that's going to be a grueling schedule next week.
It is. Well, really the next 4 weeks, because we go 4-3-4, and actually 3. We're actually going to host districts on September 29th. So each of the next weeks, we have 4 next week, 3 the next, 4 the next, 3 the next, and then here we go into districts.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, tennis is fast and furious.
That's crazy, because season started last week, and here we are by the end of the month, you'll be in playoffs.
That is ridiculous, I know. So, lots of talking. I literally have, I think, 3 practices, days that I can have a practice. So that's why lots of talking in between matches, but lots of matches. So those tournaments, they'll get 3 to 4 matches. So we discuss, work on things in between, what can we tweak, and just go from there and just hopefully keep improving.
Enjoy your weekend, Coach. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thank you, Tom. Bye.